Hey, Brandon, it's Kevin and Taylor at The Fish. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you two?
Doing great. Thanks for being on the show.
You know, we all spend so much of our lives at work, and we all want it to be nice, and we want to make it as pleasant as possible. So what advice do you have for someone who feels like the atmosphere at work just couldn't get any more negative, morale couldn't get any lower? What advice do you have for that person?
Wow. I think there's a couple things. The first thing I would say is try and identify where that negative pressure is coming from. So is it coming from your boss? Is it coming from your coworkers? Where exactly is it coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I think that's so very important is because if it is an isolated person, you have a better chance of being able to wait it out.
Okay.
And to manage around it. But if you start to look up higher and higher in the organization and you know that it's the same message over and over again, you know, that becomes a lot harder to deal with. Because you're in a negative culture.
What if someone who's listening, Brandon, they generally like the people in their immediate work area, you know, maybe immediate supervisor, but they're having trouble tiptoeing around that corporate culture. It's just kind of exhausting them. what can they do to make things better?
To be honest with you, I think that's just about everybody.
Really?
The biggest complaint I get is, you know, folks will say, gosh, you know, I actually like my job. It's all the politics of driving
me
crazy.
Yes, the politics.
It's just so hard to manage. And so there's a couple things you can do in those situations. I think the biggest one is imagine that you're, this is kind of a worst case scenario, but imagine you grow up in a country where a dictator is in charge. Well, you don't have a lot of options to try and get out of that country.
Mm-hmm.
But one option you do have is you kind of almost go underground. You form your own little group. And that's what you have to do in these situations.
Okay.
It's a very, very negative culture. You've got to form your own almost underground.
Support group.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a support group.
So you're not saying, like, develop a complaining clique. You're saying try to find a group of people that are trying to make it positive.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Brandon, I love that you call yourself the workplace therapist. And your website, theworkplacetherapist.com, is dedicated to eliminating dysfunction at work. That'll probably take a long time, but at least you're dedicated to making it happen. And we're going to put a link to theworkplacetherapist.com from our Facebook page and our Fish website. And thanks so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Love to be on and love to hear you guys.
So
keep up everything you're doing.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, take care.
We'll
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.